what phase of the MPOC process do you think residential feedback should be solicited?
Well, my husband and I, we went to the meetings where the planning was started, and I think all phases we should get residential feedback. That is a huge document. If you've downloaded it and you've read through it, it's a tremendous, I thought it was like the Obamacare. I mean, it was so big. It was like, I'm like, how many pages is this? My printer will die if I get all of this printed. So, you know, and I was talking to Jane about it, and she goes, well, you know, this is just, you know, this, these are ideas, and we're trying to work through these. That these are ideas that we have. All of them aren't going to come to fruition because of the money. It's going to cost. I would love to have a dog park. I would love to, but where's that money going to come from? So we do need input from people through all phases of this. And I think that the BCA board should listen and the MPOC committee should listen to these people, because the residents are the ones that are paying the assessments, the money that's going to be used to do this. So we need to listen to our residents.
Well, without saying ditto, I completely agree with that, not to say what you're saying. But I also feel like sometimes you can talk something to death. You can get too much input. It's like asking, and I don't mean this to come out wrong, and I think it will. It's like asking your kids in the grocery store to pick out what you're going to have for the next week's dinner. You're going to get a lot of input. I think we should always get input, and I think it should be in a way, like you just said, the information's out there. I think the Village Mill is doing a phenomenal job of letting people know where to go get information. People who want to know are going to look. People who want to pick apart an issue are going to do that. So I think we should have a choice, but I also think things shouldn't be drug out to where 2 years later we're trying to figure out what we need to do and things are still getting worse.
From my understanding of the MPOC process, a project is selected, okay, in there, in the MPOC committee, okay, which is made up of chairs of all the different committees. And then it's assigned to the committee that addresses that particular issue or project. And it is assigned to them, and they do the research. The way I understand it, I guess they can go out and they have to come back with a financial way of being able to handle this. They, at that point, can go to the community and have some informational meetings. You know, one of the committees on the MPOC is the NRC, which handles a lot of communications within the neighborhoods. Perhaps maybe two people, you know, if it's a project that, let's say, the community character is assigned to handle, because they maybe are not, you know, as familiar with the community reps or the information, they can get with the NRC and then hold an informational meeting to find out from the community either how they feel about it, if they want it, you know, any more suggestions they may have to that particular project. And through that feedback is where they would find that information that you just asked about, okay? And I believe it should come at the committee level of the MPOC and then brought back through the MPOC, then to be discussed by all the chairs of the MPOC. So by the time a project gets to the board, actually it has been vetted several times. It should be just a matter, really, of, I hate to say rubber stamping it, but at that point, you know, pretty much everything has been taken care of so that they have fewer questions that should be asked, because most of the questions have probably already been asked and most of the research has already been done. And so